This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
This week at RNIB, we begin with the news that the new £10 note from the Bank of England has been partly designed with the help of RNIB. Cathy Rundle is the user experience manager for the charity and described the changes which will make this note easier for blind and partially sighted people to identify.
The new £10 note has tactile markings on, which is new and hasn't been done on UK notes before. It's still got the size and the height and width distinction between the different notes, and it's still got good colour contrast and the large denomination. But what makes this one stand out is the tactile markings, which can be used by somebody with no sight to identify the note.
And she hopes it's a partnership with the bank that will continue to bring benefits.
I hope they'll continue to liaise with us, and I think they will about the new notes. We did the testing on the tactile markings on the range of notes, so going up to the £50. You know, that testing included the set of notes. I'm hoping very much that the tactile markings will just go on all the notes as they bring out the higher denomination.
Now, today marks the start of National Eye Health Week throughout the UK. The RNIB and Specsavers are teaming up for a number of events to try and get people to take better care of their sight and protect it in the long term. The pair recently teamed up for a report called State of the Nation Eye Health 2017. RNIB Acting Chief Executive Sally Harvey says people need to understand how to look after their eyes, as we're all living longer.
Well, one of the reasons there is the ageing population. So certainly women who tend to live longer are at greater risk than the men, with one in four women actually set to develop sight loss in their lifetime compared to one in eight men. So overall, kind of, you know, one in five people losing their sight in their lifetime really does emphasise why eye health checks are necessary, with that 50% being avoidable.
Dr. Nigel Best from Specsavers says it needs to be made clear that an eye test doesn't just focus on visual health alone.
As part of a sight test, an optician will examine the back of your eyes. They'll be looking and examining your blood vessels. They can see signs of high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. Just recently, a colleague of mine was examining a 12-year-old boy and identified some changes on the retina, which turned out to be leukemia. And you know, for all intents and purposes, that was a very healthy child who's now receiving treatment. So yes, eye tests do go well beyond just checking for eye conditions.
National Eye Health Week continues all this week, and Sally Harvey says the recent State of the Nation Eye Health 2017 report needs to be taken on board by all those with a vested interest.
So as we launch the report, we'll be talking to politicians, we'll be talking to the wider sector, the health services, the local authorities, to emphasise the importance of eye checks to ensure that, one, avoidable sight loss can be prevented, and of course that where people do lose their sight, they are able to access the right support and services to support them.
Now, throughout September, to mark National Eye Health Week, RNIB and Specsavers are taking to some of the UK's busiest high streets to encourage shoppers to look after their eyes by having regular sight tests. RNIB and Specsavers are visiting 11 cities with the iPod, a mobile sight simulator that allows shoppers to experience what it's like to have four of the most common causes of sight loss in the UK. That's glaucoma, cataracts, diabetic eye disease, and age-related macular degeneration. Lynn Morgan sent us this report following the iPod's visit to Cardiff.
Real eye-opener. Quite shocked, really.
It was very, very informative.
It's good to go get your eyes checked before it gets too serious.
You should get tested all the time.
Just some of the comments made as people left the iPod in Cardiff. Adam Winnell is head of optical services for Specsavers, and he talked me through the iPod.
So it's a simulator. The idea being is we've got two cameras mounted on the top of this dome, which people can manoeuvre. And as part of the simulation, we've got four different eye conditions that the camera simulates. So we've got macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts and diabetic retinopathy, which all affect your eyes in slightly different ways. And the idea being is that the camera screen highlights the way in which you lose your vision. So, for example, if you've got macular degeneration, you lose your central vision first. Whereas with glaucoma, it starts off in the peripheral part. You lose your edge vision first, which then brings in towards the centre. In cataracts, everything gets more fuzzy and blurry and foggy. And with diabetic retinopathy, you can lose patches of vision. So it's really raising the awareness of these eye conditions, first of all, but also trying to say to people, look, these are avoidable conditions. If they've been caught early, they're treatable, so therefore there's no need to lose vision in the first place, but really you've got to have an eye test in order to pick them out.
And is that why those four have been selected? Because they are preventable?
Well, they're the most common. Okay, generally speaking, the most common forms of eye diseases in the UK, particularly cataracts, is one that many people will be familiar with. But yeah, they're the most common.
Now, you're in a busy high street in Cardiff. So what's been the general reaction when people have seen what happens to your vision with these eye conditions?
People are just interested in finding out more. Most people, if they've obviously not got any eye problems themselves, they either have family members or friends with one of those eye conditions. So it's interesting for them to understand maybe what could happen to the vision if they got them, but also understanding a bit more about how important it is to have a regular eye test as a tool to spot these things if they are there.
Your general message would be?
Have a regular eye test, because it's very simple. Even an eye test fee, £20 to £40 is typical, but what's that in relation to your eyesight at the end of the day? And most people, every 2 years is fine. We advise some people need more regular eye examinations because they've got risk factors for certain conditions. But generally speaking, it's get in there, have an eye test to look after your eyes. It's not all about specs. You know, at least half the test is all about checking certain aspects of your eye health, and then the other section is looking at whether you need glasses. But then that's all about making your vision as good as it can be as well.
I knew some of the stuff already, but it was good to have the optician's perspective on it. My husband has had cataracts, so yeah.
So you will be going to the optician then?
Oh yes, I do regularly.
I just thought it would just be loss of sight and that would be it. Like, I didn't realise the effects it gives with different illnesses and like diabetes. I didn't know you could lose your sight with diabetes and stuff, so I'm quite shocked. Yeah, it's an eye-opener. I'm going to Specsavers right now, I'm booking an eye test.
Do you get your eyes tested?
No, I've never.
Never?
Never.
So what are you going to do now then? Are you going to go for it?
I don't know, I see fine with my eyes.
The doctors told me to get my eyes tested because I keep having migraines.
Are you going to go now?
Probably, yeah.
Well, it was kind of interesting to see how it actually looks for the person suffering from the different conditions. And also, you don't really see it to start with. So, yeah, I'm going to book in next week.
Reaction from the people of Cardiff after visiting the iPod. And before that, you heard Head of Enhanced Optical Services for Specsavers, Adam Monell. For further information on the RNIB and Specsavers iPod tour, go to rnib.org.uk/iPod tour.
Lynn Morgan reporting for RNIB Connect there. And for more news from the UK's leading sight loss charity, visit rnib.org.uk. That's this week at RNIB.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.